You are now listening to the Walking Leader podcast, episode number 237.
Welcome to the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your professional and personal life. And again, this podcast is for those current and future leaders, anyone that wants to elevate their game and wants to be a better leader. This podcast is for you, and welcome. And if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome aboard. I have a slew of 236 other episodes. I welcome you. I invite you to go back to our back catalog and take a listen. So in today's episode of the Walking Leader podcast, we're going to continue on our 2022 series on self-leadership. And today we're going to talk about the soft skill of storytelling. So as always, let's get started. Now, when it comes to storytelling, well, first, let's break it down. What is the definition of self-leadership? Well, self-leadership is based on you, current and future leaders, you taking the initiative and being proactive. A self-leader means that you are intentionally influencing your own thinking, your own feelings, and your own actions towards achieving your objectives and goals, whether those goals be personal or professional or both. No matter what, you must take that first step, that second step, that third step, and every step afterwards to achieve those objectives or goals. That's non-negotiable, folks. Now, what are soft skills? Well, soft skills are the interpersonal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people while performing those technical or hard skills you've learned. Storytelling. So let's get the definition of storytelling. And this is coming over from the Merriam-Webster website, merriam-webster.com, the dictionary for the definition of storyteller. Well, definition number one, a teller of stories. A relator of anecdotes, a reciter of tales, a liar, a fibber, yeah, that's a storyteller, and of course, a writer of stories, someone who tells stories. So there you go, a teller of stories. So that's your definition. Now, what are the pros of storytelling, of the soft skill of storytelling? Well, in the HarvardBusiness.org website, there's an article there by Vanessa Boris titled, What Makes Storytelling So Effective for Learning? And folks, the link to that article is on the website, so be sure you visit this show's show notes on daveguerra.com. Now, the author declares these three points as to the positive or pros of storytelling. It connects learners. Everybody wants to learn. Everybody wants to gain knowledge. And those that impart knowledge are also learning knowledge. Something for everyone. There's always something for everyone. It doesn't matter what the story is. There's always something for everyone, whatever situation. And of course, when it comes to stories, because they're relatable and usually they come from past true events to some degree, of course, there's always embellishment, but the stories are going to stick. And that's the third one. It connects learners. There's something for everyone, and stories are going to stick and they're going to last. And how do we know that they're going to last? Well, back in the days of when hunter-gatherers Mog and Og would be sitting around the fire talking about the past hunts while dining on their woolly mammoth steaks, stories are what were used to pass along those relatable messages, those lessons learned. Mog used sharp stick, you know, whatever. And of course, warnings. Mog, run fast. Must run fast. All right, you get it? So again, between Mog and Og, those early storytelling and then those cave drawings and so on, they were telling stories back then. And of course, that evolves over time. In our youth, it was talking to grandma and grandpa about their lives, or mom and dad sharing stories of how they had to walk to school in 3 feet of snow uphill both ways, right? To and from school, they had to walk uphill in the 3 feet of snow. Then, as we were growing up in the playground, we would hear story about how Simone's best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid who's going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at the 31 Flavors last night. Now, that's a great story. Yeah, that's straight up. That's Simone's narrative there in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But again, it's conveying the message. And that little little couple of sentences, or actually I think it's like one huge run-on sentence, which I do believe it is, it tells a lot. It tells a lot, and it involves so many people. Storytelling. Now, what are the cons of storytelling? The downside? Well, there are only two that really, truly come to mind. Because if you can tell a story, that's a good thing. But the cons, or the other side of the pros of storytelling, is not storytelling enough. Or the other one, too much storytelling. You got to know your audience, read the room, understand what your message is, and convey it either convey it with just the right amount of storytelling. Now, what are the various forms of storytelling? Well, there are four primary forms. I mean, there's numerous subforms, but there are four primary forms. There's oral storytelling. Me, you sit in the same room, or Mog or Og at that fire, right, eating those woolly mammoth steaks, and they tell stories of the great hunts from the past. Visual storytelling. Those cave drawings I mentioned earlier, they tell stories, right? Right? Comic books, they tell stories. Written storytelling. Well, there's books. There's books. I write books, you read the books. Written storytelling. Right? You buy a book, Stephen King's It. Again, storytelling. Then there's digital storytelling. And here we are. Here we are. This prime example, this podcast, a vlog, any videos you see, anything online. Anything online, anything that's created digitally. You know, there used to be a Flash media player, and you use that a software that would create those Flash animated videos, GIFs, memes, digital storytelling. Memes is, I think about, well, let's see what comes next after memes. But that's the four forms of or the four primary forms of storytelling: oral, visual, written, and digital. Now, as a soft skill, why is storytelling so important? Again, as we've been talking about, a lot of these soft skills involve conveying properly and effectively conveying a message. And as a leader, up-and-coming leader, current leader, practice your storytelling, because again, you're going to encounter real-world situations. And you're going to have to figure out a way to incorporate those into lessons learned as you are bringing and creating and bringing up and creating new leaders. There's going to be story time, right? And so it's crucial to be able to properly and effectively convey a message. And this is a must for any and every leader. It's non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. And by using any of the forms of storytelling, everyone can ensure that they are properly conveying the message in a clear and easy to understand manner. I mean, heck, earlier today I told the story of the wolf, and how the wolf is always at your door. And in that story, or in the tale that I was telling, and I was citing referencing literary references to the wolf at the door. And I went all the way back to early childhood, the three little pigs. The wolf was always at the door. And they finally figured out, well, this is the best door, because the wolf cannot get in through the door, but he did get into the house. And where did he land? That's right into the chimney. Right down the chimney into the fire there. And that took care of the wolf. But no matter what, the story is to be prepared. Right. The moral of the story is be prepared. Be ready for that wolf. It's the story of the ant and the grasshopper. The grasshopper hopped around all summer while the ant was preparing for the winter. Right. So again, it's being able to properly and effectively convey a message and make sure that it's understood. So if you have to adjust your story for your audience, you can do that. There is nothing wrong with that. Now, what to look for when storytelling? Well, this is where I reach back and I look back at the seven habits of highly effective people. And we look at, again, habit one and habit five, being proactive. You have to constantly head on a swivel, be watching, be observant, taking it all in, be an observer, suck it all in, absorb it like a sponge, everything around you, because everything is a teachable moment. And then now you, when you're ready to teach somebody or tell someone that story, well, make sure that you understand them first, then you will be understood. So again, break down the story, to its bare-bone components, and if that's what it takes for them to understand it, by all means. But then again, if it involves more than just, oh, well, it's the wolf technically will never go knocking on a door, that is true, but yet the old adage says the wolf is always at your door. Heck, even Don Henley mentioned it in his song New York Minute. There's a line in that song. He's warning everybody in that song, the wolf is always at your door. Things can change in a New York Minute. So be aware. So by being proactive and absorbing all that's around you and identifying, well, that's going to be a teachable moment, or I'll hold that for someday and I'll teach somebody about that one day should the situation ever come up. And then read the room, understand your audience. And when you do that, they'll understand you because you're able to talk to them that everybody can understand at a level everybody can understand. Okay? So it's going to take some time. It's going to take some practice. But when you're doing that, when you are aware of who your audience is, you can get up there and just tell the story and you should have no problem. Be clear. Have a clear understanding of what your story is. Have a clear understanding of who your audience is and then make it all work together. Now, how and when for storytelling? Well, again, as I've said it before and I'll say it again, read the room. Read the room you're in, understand your audience, make sure that they are prepared for that story. Because if your story is a 20-minute story and all it really needed was just the moral of the story, and that's it and everybody else understood it, then there it goes. Now, again, so just read the room. And now what happens if storytelling fails? What happens if you're not a good storyteller? Well, don't worry. You're still telling the story. And that's a good thing. Keep telling your story. Take a moment, learn how to read their reactions to your storytelling, and then make the adjustments. Maybe you need to speed up the story, or you need to slow it down, or maybe take some more dramatic pauses. Or maybe it's not the wolf anymore. Now maybe it's the story of Little Red Riding Hood. Right? It's not the three little pigs anymore. Now it's Red Riding Hood, but yet the wolf is there. And in that story, the wolf is already inside. But don't be discouraged if it doesn't go well for you the first couple of go-rounds or if it takes a long time. It will. I'm still working on it. It's one of those that, yes, you can master. It can be mastered, but it's going to take a long time. And some people get it sooner than others. Some people are master storytellers. But then again, you don't see the struggle they went through to get there. Some people get to it faster and others take a while. But no matter what, understand that, yes, the soft skill of storytelling can be mastered. You can master it. However, it takes work, consistency, practice. And if you don't find an audience, start a podcast. No, what I'm getting at is just start talking. Just start talking and start listening and record your voice and figure out where you should be increasing your inflections or where you should be toning it down. Where should you be taking those dramatic pauses? Where does it become more than just some words that you've written down and you're reading them out loud in a drone as a just monotonous tone, droning on and on and on? Understanding that it's going to take time and you'll figure it out. And once you do, then you get it. Then you got it. So get out there and practice that art of storytelling. Master the art of storytelling. And don't forget to visit the website. I'll have some links down at the bottom of the show notes page to a couple of books, a couple of audiobooks. And again, check it out. But no matter what, the soft skill of storytelling is a must. You want to convey a message. You want to convey a message, either conversation, showing, writing it out, publishing it, or sharing it in an email or a blog post or in digital form, right? An animation, a meme, a GIF, whatever, podcast, whatever works for you, but find your niche. And in some cases, maybe you need all of them. But again, it's going to take time and you've got to master it because you have a message to share with everybody. You got to make sure that they can understand it. Be have a clear understanding of what your message is and then work on it. Then deliver that story with no problems, no issues, no concerns, no heartaches, and just a lot of great conversation.
Alrighty, well, that's it for this week's episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. Again, I'd want to hear from you if you have any comments, concerns, questions about today's episode or any of the past episodes, all 237 now. So again, please reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, the at symbol, and DaveGuerra, and I look forward to hearing from you there. Or you can leave me a voice message on the Walking Leader hotline at 956-720-0060. And of course, you can always drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com. That's my email address. And I thank you for your time. I do appreciate you making it to this point of the episode. I am David Guerra, author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And I invite you to subscribe to The Walking Leader podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, and Stitcher. You can find all of those links on my website, daveguerra.com. And lastly, before we say goodbye, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Until next time, thank you.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.